Tuf Kuf. Oh, we didn't finish. Here. Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Ches Sif Dalet. Is that Tzarech Pshuta Rishona? Is that Tzarech Pshuta Achrona? If one person needs his starting Tkia and one needs his ending Tkia, Tia Achas Motzia Shneim, you can use one Tkia for both of them. Sif Hey. Yom Tov Shor Shoshana Shechalios B'Shabbos. Ain't talking B'Shofar. If our Shana falls out on Shabbos, we do not blow the Shofar. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because we're afraid that you might come to carry the Shofar in Erishos HaRabim in order for someone to teach you how to blow the Shofar. The Rama adds, Asr L'Taltol Im Lo L'Tzarech Kufu Makomo. Since you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, you're then not allowed to move it unless it is a Tzarech Kufu or Makomo, because it is a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, since it is normally used for Isser purposes, and you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos. Therefore, it is muksa, and you are not allowed to move it unless you need the place that it is, or you need it for a different reason, like to fill it with water or something. But Rosh Zalman Orbach says that nowadays this would not be true anymore, because nowadays nobody uses a shofar to carry water or anything like that. It is only used for blowing, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, it's probably even more than you wouldn't be allowed to move it for any reason, and it's probably muksa machmas chesrom kis, because people care about the object very much and set it aside for a specific purpose, so therefore it should no longer be moved, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, for any reason. The Mishnah Berurah says that the only time it would be mutter, letzorech kufu makomo, would be on Shabbos, since since we don't blow it, so then it's not huksal mitzvaso. But if it on yantif, you can't use it for other purposes because it's huksal mitzvaso. So you can't use it to fill up with water or anything like that. If you blow shofar on Shabbos for whatever reason, there's a discussion that Achronim discuss whether you yotzei the mitzvah or not. The Chazal have the ability to uproot the mitzvah entirely, the doraisa also, or not. There's also a discussion, the famous Taz. How come they only asered blowing the shofar on Shabbos, but not every Rosh Hashanah, because you're not allowed to blow musical instruments? So this should be also because of Klei Shir. So the Taz has a famous statement where he says that anything that is mefurish in the Torah, Leheter, Chazal can't come along and uproot it. So since the Torah says you need to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal can't then say no blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah because of musical instrument. But the Torah doesn't say you need to specifically blow the shofar on Shabbos, so therefore they can come and uproot that. Anyone who is not obligated in the mitzvah can't be motzi someone else in the mitzvah. If they themselves were obligated but were yotze the mitzvah already, so then they are able to blow the shofar for someone else because of the concept of yatza motzi. A deaf person, a deranged person, or a child are putter from tkiyah shofar. And a deaf person, even if they can speak, if they can't hear, they can't cover someone else. If you can't hear the shofar, you're not chayv in the midst of shofar, and therefore they can't cover someone else. But someone who can hear but just can't speak, they can be motzi someone else in the mitzvah. There's a discussion regarding a katan who's bar mitzvah, who just turned 13. Can we assume that he has shtei se'aros or not? And we don't rely on the chazaka derava by Doraisas, so therefore you cannot assume that they have Shtei Sa'aros. There's even a discussion whether they could cover another person who's 13 years old. Siv Gimel, Isha Pturim Mishum Davi Mitzvah Seseshaz Mangrama. A woman is exempt from the mitzvah of shofar because it's a time bound mitzvah, but she can volunteer to perform the mitzvah if she wants. Siv Dalid, Androgynous Motzi Esmino, Tumta Mafilo Esmino Eino Motzi. A person who has both sexes, so then they can be Motzi someone else. If they don't have any, so then they can't be Motzi anyone. Siv Hey, someone who is a half a slave and half a free person, they can't even cover themselves, so they need someone else to blow shofar for them. Siv Vav, even though women are exempt, they can volunteer to perform the mitzvah, and we don't say that it's a chil yantif for them to perform the mitzvah, because gadol hamitzuv osa misha ain't a mitzuv osa, but if they're not commanded, they can still volunteer. The same thing with a child who would be able to blow the shofar and yantif also for themselves. Someone else who is already yotze can blow the shofar for them. They should not make a bracha, and someone else should not make the bracha for them. This is the opinion of the Sfardim, that on a mitzvah cessation as one grama, women can perform the mitzvah but can't make the bracha. But Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, Haminak she'en nashim mevarchos on mitzvah cessation as one grama. Our minhag is that women can make brachos. Alkin gam mevarchos la'atzman, so they can make the bracha for themselves. Aval acherim lo yivarchu lahen. Infar yatzu vein tokim rak l'nashim. Other men cannot make the bracha for the women, and they should not blow specifically for women. They should only blow if there are other men there. So the minhag is that either the women make the bracha for themselves, or the person who's going to blow the shofar has in mind during the tzkiyos not to be yotze, which we generally don't do. So really the best thing is for the women to make the bracha for themselves. Siv Zayin, Hamudar Hana Mechaber Mutter L'Kol Otzkiyos Shal Mitzvah. Someone who said that they're not going to get hana from their friend, they can hear the shofar from them because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. V'dakshu tokeh me'elav lo'otziyo, avali mamar lo'amudar tzkav otzienu aser. That's only if the person is blowing the shofar anyway. But if I say, I want you to blow the shofar for me, that's a problem because the hana that the person's listening to me. Mamar konim tkiyos avalai b'choling aser. If you say I can't get hana from tkiyos, so then it would be prohibited. Siv Ches, Hamasasik tkiyos shofar l'slamed l'yatzadech avaso. Anyone who is just blowing the shofar but not to be yotzei the mitzvah, you can't be yotzei if you're just practicing. Everyone has to have in mind to be motzi and to be yotzei. Siv Tes, Misha Takum and Eskavin Lotzia Kol Shemea Tkiyasa Vashama Shemea and Eskavin Lesses Dechavaso, Ava Pishaino Tkiyam Eskavin Laploni Zesha Shama Tkiyasa Veno Yodo, Yotza Shere Eskavin Lotzi Lachomi Shishmeinu. You're allowed to say anyone who wants to be yotzei can be yotzei, and that person have to have in mind. But if you're just walking by a shul and you happen to hear the shofar, so you're not going to be yotzei unless you specifically had in mind to be yotzei, and that person had in mind to be yotzei everyone who hears the shofar.